Miyazawa, and we are listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bryan.
Yay!
Joining us right now are several members of the band Sawa. In just a moment, I'll have them introduce themselves to us. Hi, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Hey, thank you too.
Thank you too. This is Maki, bass player, the band of Sawa.
Hi, this is Sawa from the band Sawa, and I sing.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, that's me, Takeharu from the band Sawa, and he play guitar and he also writes songs.
Mysterious guy.
Yeah, the mysterious guy. He rarely speaks. Yeah. That high was very precious sound. Record it.
A short while ago, you composed / created songs for the Nintendo DS game The World Ends With You. How did this opportunity come about? And what impact has it had for you and your career?
Actually, I didn't compose songs for this game soundtrack. It was Takeharu, our guitarist, who did it. Because I was looking for a member while this game songs project was going on, and I met him during that period. The impact of this soundtrack was really big for me, because until I participated this project, nobody knew me as a singer Sawa. But after the release of this game soundtrack, not only Japan but everyone from all over the world have got to know my name and my voice, and it was really great, and I'm very thankful about this chance.
How and when did the band form? And does the name Sawa have a particular meaning for the band? That is, aside from the fact that your leader's name is Sawa, does the word also have a specific meaning that has special significance for you? Perhaps providing some special inspiration?
Well, actually, the band was formed, 2006? The 2006 was not the beginning of the band, but the unit with me and Takeharu started. And we start writing songs together since then. But because there were too many rock sounds, and we really wanted to perform our songs in front of people and live concerts and shows, so we start looking for our band members.
Yeah.
And we and Maki met at the end of last year? Was it
autumn.
September or October?
I think so.
Around then. And we start working together, and that was the beginning of the band, I think. And the band name was, at the beginning I was doing a solo as a singer Sawa, and then I met Takeharu and we become unit, and we still had a name Sawa together. And when Maki joined our members
as a band
we still use the same name Sawa.
But it's good name. I like this name, the
Thank
sound
you.
Of
So we just like the sound of the name, and there's not much special meanings for this name, but we want to make the meaning for this name together.
Yeah,
with all band members and fans and everyone we meet in our future.
Very nice. Let us take a look back for a moment. Would you mind sharing with us what it was like growing up in Japan? Where did you grow up? Was it in a small town or a larger town?
This is Maki. I'm from Tokyo, west side of Tokyo. That's very small town. No tall buildings or big company. Just many houses. There's a river near my house. That was very nice place. My parents still there, and I visit often.
So she's originally from Tokyo. She's the only one, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm from the city called Nagoya. That's a place where maybe you guys all know about the Toyota, the car company. That company locates very close from my house. I mean, the city where I live. It locates around about the middle of Japan. And the Hizumi, Takeharu, is originally from the prefecture called Miyazaki, right? Yeah, he's nodding. And that's the Miyazaki prefecture locates at on the southeast island of Japan.
I noticed on your MySpace page you commented on the recent earthquake in Italy and its tragic impact, and the association that it brought up in your mind with experiencing earthquakes while growing up in Japan. What was that like for you? How did experiencing these earthquakes affect your life?
When I heard the news of this big tragedy in Italy, I suddenly remember about my experience of earthquake. And the biggest one was when I was elementary school student.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was it like magnitude 7 point something?
I think so.
Or 8? I don't really remember the number, but it was really a tragic one in Japan also. And it's already almost more than 10 years ago.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. Yeah. But still, there are many people trying to recover from that tragedy in Osaka area.
Trauma?
Yeah, the trauma. They're fighting with their trauma. Because there are lots of earthquake in Japan, we annually having a drill of for an emergency drill in elementary school and junior high and everywhere. But still, when earthquake happens, it brings us a lot of hard time. And
We feel more
sympathy.
Yeah.
We really understand how it feels.
Yeah. It's a difficult question.
Yeah.
I also noticed that your experience with earthquakes in Japan has left you with awareness and appreciation for the strength of the human spirit to rise to meet such tragedies, and the hope that such rising up provides. Would you care to comment further on this?
When some tragedy happens, then there will be whatever news or media is gonna focus on what really happens on that particular place, and they're gonna transmit that information to all the world very promptly these days. But when you're just watching news or just listen to radio or, I don't know, by seeing the internet news site, we are apt to focus on how tragic that tragedy was. But I really want to enforce that we should not forget how people are supporting each other, even in the disastrous situation. And they're all trying to rise up and recover from that sadness and the broken house and broken heart, and you know what I mean? It's hard to tell. I'm sorry, my English is not that good.
No, I think you're doing very well.
But yeah, I don't want to miss spot. I wish the people hearing this can understand what I'm trying to say here with my poor English.
I think we understood you perfectly. Please tell us about your early musical experiences and training.
I started to play the bass when I was in high school. I formed the band with my schoolmate. At the time I liked Aerosmith or Hanoi Rocks, that kind of classic rock or rock and roll. After went through many events, I moved to LA and went to music school and learning music theory or kind of jazz thing.
That's very interesting.
That's it.
Cool. So she studied in the United States for the music.
Yes.
Exchange student program or something, maybe?
Yeah,
that's cool. Because I never been to United States as musical exchange student program, but I studied in Virginia for one school year when I was high school, but that was another story from the music story. So, yeah. And I start listening to music when I was 4 or 5.
Oh,
I think.
Sorry.
No, just listening, not playing anything. But, yeah. Because my father loves canzone and chanson, Italian and French songs, old songs. And while my drive to my school bus stop, I was listening to those kind of songs, Italian, French songs, for like more than 2 or 3 hours a day, every day. And somehow I like those songs more than children's songs, nursery songs. So
that's very interesting.
And I still love them, and I still listen to those songs. My favorite is Milva. Maybe you don't know. She's really good, very passionate voice, and really great singer. And her live concert was my very first live, the concert that I ever experienced in my life. And yeah.
What instruments do you play, and what is your favorite?
Well, about the instrument, I start playing trumpet and piano when I was an elementary school student. And what else? Do you know the instrument called euphonium?
No. What is that?
It's like half size of tuba, and I used to play that too. And also trombone, and a little bit of piano when I was staying in United States. And right now I'm trying to learn blues harp and guitar. Yeah, I need more practice on guitar now. I'm still so bad at it. But I have played many different kinds of instrument, but I'm not good on any of them. I just like playing with it. Not much training.
I play only bass. I enjoy it a lot.
That's her most favorite instrument. And she loves bass more than us.
No.
Just kidding, sorry. Meisawa doesn't play instrument usually, but now she's trying to play guitar. Yeah. And harp and piano.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm not good. But I love to play with them. Yeah. And also, my favorite is trumpet, I think. I really like its tone, and when I play it, I feel really good.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds really, really, really loud. So the problem is that I can't practice that instrument in my house because I live in a small apartment in Tokyo. So I need to go out for a studio or to a big park where I can play.
I've never listened to you playing the trumpet. I really listen to it.
Near future.
Yeah.
Who are your musical influences? And what music do you listen to?
We all have different types of influence and taste and favors of music. And I particularly like the Beatles. I started listening to them when I was like 8 or 9. I just loved them since then. And also Nirvana was very influential for me. When I first listened to them, I was very shocked because of that noise and great melodies. Yeah. And I also really liked their lyrics that he wrote. It was like a piece of puzzles all mixed up, and it was like a listeners that have to put all those pieces together and have each interpretation on their own, and I really like that kind of lyrics.
For me, I like many bass players like Fuddy from GPFAS.
Yeah, I like them too. Yeah, they're really cool.
They're great. Chris Wood, he's playing in Medeski, Martin and Wood. His style of playing is very free and very creative. I hope I can play someday like him. And I like James Jamerson. He's playing Motown record a lot lot of Motown record songs, and Jaco Pastrias and I like many bass players, like Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, or my most favorite person, bass player is Chris Wood. He's playing for Medeski, Martin and Wood. His bass playing style is very freedom and very beautiful. I hope I can play like him someday. I like Miles, Marcus Miller, Anthony Jackson, Jaco Pastrias, that kind of jazz fusion style bassist. And I like funk music a lot too. I started to like them when I was in United States. Before that, I listened only rock music.
Yeah. But now she listens to many different kinds.
Yes.
Yeah. Same with me. So just like I told, I said about my musical influences, I start listening to French chanson, and my most favorite from them is Edith Piaf. And I also liked Milva from Canzone Singer, and I also listened to old vocal jazz such as Chet Baker and Billie Holiday. They're really awesome. And I also listen to heavy metal or heavy rock, like Prong or Machine Head or Metallica, and also Sepultura. I don't know how to pronounce it in English, but they're heavy rock, the metal band from Brazil. Mm-hmm. And I also listen to Sonny Boy Williamson. Do you know them?
Oh, I don't know.
He's really good blues harp player.
Mm-hmm.
And also Tom Waits, he's also the old artist. But recently I like Rage Against the Machine and Courtney Love, The Lars, and Led Zeppelin. I should not forget them.
Oh.
And do you know the singer called Guano Apis? I think they're from Germany. And there's female singer, and she's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And also Radiohead, Nine Inch Nails, R.E.M., and Fiona Apple. I don't know, a lot more. I can't say all of them, but yeah. So, not only rocks and pops, but many different kinds.
What led you to want to pursue a career in music?
Well, when I actually graduated from university, I was working at one company as a worker. And that workplace was really busy, and I woke up like 6 in the morning and came back home past midnight.
Oh.
Almost every day, and there was not a single moment for listening to music, not for playing at all. So that was the first time I ever lived without music, completely without music.
It sounds so hard.
It was hard.
Oh, wow.
It was like a hell. So after that experience, I thought I should try out with my music career, and that's why now I'm here. And I really love this kind of environment, living life like this. I don't have much money, but more time to spend for music and for my dream and for our dream. What about you, Maki?
For me, it's the very natural thing to keep to play music. I cannot not consider the other way to me. That's it. I love to play the music.
Yes, we love music.
Takeharu, you too, right? You love music?
Yeah, he loves it.
Can you give us some insight into your creative process? How do you go about writing a song?
Mainly, we have three ways to finish writing songs. The one will be started by Takeharu, and he create all those
instruments.
Yeah, and demo songs with his computer and his guitar and his bass. And after that, sometimes I add melodies, and sometimes melody already done. And the third way is my weird demo with just guitar and vocal, and Takeharu start editing from that. And when we record our song, for not demo, Maki is gonna add her bass.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell us something about your inspiration and or motivation for your songs Do and Stay Away Unplugged?
The song Stay Away was written when me and Takeharu first met. And we tried to do some kind of experiment together, like maybe on the process while we write song together, and we wanted to see if the chemistry happens or not. And well, we both thought that the chemistry really happened, so that's why we're still writing songs together. Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, but when the Unplugged was recorded, Maki was together with us.
That was very interesting to make arrangement.
Yeah, with the violin sounds. I think it's very unique.
Yeah.
From the rock song origin.
Yeah, I really like the acoustic version.
And also about the Joe, this is what I heard from Takeharu, so I'm gonna speak instead of him. And so we wanted to make some kind of different taste from just rock or just pop. So he decided to add more digital sound with catchy melody, and I added the lyrics on it because I was inspired by the sound that he created for it Do's demo sound. And I felt like, do whatever you want to do, you know. And I think that's it.
I noticed that all the lyrics to your songs are sung in English. Is this coincidence or is it intentional?
I suppose it's both coincidence and intentionally. Because I wanted our songs to be heard by people not only in Japan but from all over the world, and because English is very popular language all over the world. So I thought there could be more people who feel familiar and get interested in, because if it's all sang in Japanese, I think people overseas will have some difficulty or feel some kind of walls between me and them because of the difference of the language, and I didn't want that walls to be happen here. But on the other hand, for me, writing Japanese lyrics is a little difficult. No, not difficult, but I feel some kind of awkwardness. How could I say? Because the sound of Japanese and English is very different. And the Japanese sound is more, I think, soft and lack an attack. There's no sound like R and L differences. Or tsk sounds lax in Japanese.
And the intonation is
very different. So when I sing, I think English is more musically fits to rock or pop sounds.
Yeah, actually, I heard from many singers, Japanese is not good for the lyrics.
Yeah.
I don't know because I don't write the lyrics, so.
Maybe you can try. In next song, maybe?
You recently shared with me that you were previously aware of our radio station, WVCR 88.3 FM, and also for a time, you were a regular listener. This was truly fascinating to learn. Please tell us more about this.
Yeah, I listened to your radio when I was studying in the United States because my grandfather lived in Vermont, and while he drives, he always turned on the WVCR, your radio station, and that's the way how I happened to listen, and I really like that station because it has a variety of programs, and yeah, I liked it. And I knew it. So when I heard, received a message from you about this interview, I was very surprised and very happy. So I already wrote emails to my grandpa and my family in the United States. They're not real family, but they were my host families. And they are like my real family. So I'm sure they're going to be surprised by hearing this interview right now.
Also, I get the impression that you've stayed in the United States more than once, and perhaps have even studied in the United States. Please tell us more about this.
More than once, yes. More than once, but only twice. And the first time was as an exchange student in Virginia, as for one school year. I attended the local high school there, and I stayed at my host family's house. They were very nice, very open-minded to my awkward English and trying to learn more about my background culture, Japanese culture. And I really had a nice time there. And there was one high school festival, and somehow I happened to sing on one stage.
Oh,
yeah. And that was the very first time I sang in front of more than 100 people on a stage.
Oh, what kind of stage? In school?
Yeah, inside a school. It was a cultural festival.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think I sang some songs from Japanese pop artists at that time. And Sukiyaki song, do you know?
Oh,
really? Yeah, that song. And after that, inside my heart, I thought, I wanted to pursue this music career someday in my future. And that time I was only like 16 years old or something. And second time was to visit my host family. And I'm looking forward for the third time. I really want to go United States again.
We want.
With this, yeah, member. And maybe tour, U.S. tour.
What were your impressions of the United States? And do you think the time you spent here has impacted your music?
The impression of the United States for me was big, huge, everything. The trucks and the bus.
Yeah. And when I
even hamburger.
Yeah.
What about you, Maki?
When I came back to Japan from US, I felt I like my
height.
Height. Yeah. It's the bigger because Japan is smaller.
People in America are taller than Japanese. Yeah, definitely. And many people misunderstood me as I'm younger than my actual age.
Yeah,
and
me
that was
too.
A good thing, I think.
Yeah, they are very American people are very open minded and. Very straight to say anything.
Oh, straightforward. Yes.
I like that. That influenced me a lot. I feel I get lesser the feel stress or pressure. In Japan.
That's right.
Sorry for my poor English. I hope you understand me.
Yeah, for those maybe doesn't know much about Japan, in Japanese culture, mm-hmm. we have some kind of
very neat and
we always think about situation and who is older and who is the most the boss in that place, and we have to choose to pick the right words or right expression in certain situation, and that's most stressful part maybe and difficult part in Japanese, and I guess Maki is talking about that.
Yes, sure.
Thank you for your insights.
Oh yeah, she's right, I think. About impact of my music, one of my host mother's aunt was a professional singer.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah. I could happen to hear her singing on one stage, and she really amazed me. And
what kind of music?
I think it was like folk or country type of songs. And yeah, I thought that was really impressive because she was singing outside with all her emotion on it. And because it's outside, her voice was very open. Not just loud, but very open and soft, and it sounded very natural to me. And like, and when you're singing in Japan, you try to act or pretend like you're a singer and you have to do your work, but the way how she sang was very natural, and I thought that's one of the most important thing I learned from her as a singer. And of course she was really nice aunt, host aunt as well for me. Did you have any impact on your life from United States experience?
Yes, because I was in school, music school.
Maybe you met some famous people there?
Yes. I met Marcus Miller, Victor Uten, and Freddie from G-Bay Park.
I envy you. I could only go to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert in Baltimore during my stay, and that was the only concert that I could go because I was only 16 years old. And I had a chance to see Nine Inch Nails concert in Washington, D.C., but because I didn't have the identification card, and I couldn't go there because I was too young.
That was great experience for me.
Yeah, that's great.
Would you ever consider touring in the USA?
Would you?
Yes, of course.
Yes, very. Definitely. We want to go. We're dying to go there. Yeah. We want to get out of Japan. Maybe first Tokyo. I don't know. Is there any chance? Someone call us.
Please.
We look forward to you playing here. How can fans contact you to learn more about your music?
We're like always online on MySpace. Not always, but most of the time we are. Some of us are. So if you can search with the word Sawa, S-A-W-A, 333. And then I think you can find our site on MySpace. And also if you type that word into Google or Yahoo, then you can find our homepage. So either way is fine, and we would love to accept comment how you think or how you like and what's going on there, because we only are living in Japan right now, all of us right now, so we'd love to know about incidents and your news or tiny little discoveries. Yes. Hakken. Discoveries. And anything. Please send your love to us. And we'll definitely sending back our love to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
Well, recently
we're making CD.
Yep.
Yeah,
CD. And it'll be out around middle or end of May, I think.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But right now, we're able to download our first album, 333, from iTunes. All over the world. Not really over, all over, but yes, in the United States, you can do it.
Support.
On MySpace, because of our really enthusiastic and lovely fans. We got our street team on United States, Australia, France, and Italy is about to start up. So
four countries.
Yeah. We really appreciate this help of ours and support from our fans and friends over the world. We really can't do this much thing with only three of us and member and arigato.
Domo arigato.
Thank you so much. Oh, and about the EP.
Yeah.
EP will be out on
Before summer.
We can't tell exact date yet because we're still working on our new songs, but it's definitely gonna be cool one.
Very
different. It's more digital sound. Was it? So that ke haru.
Digital sound?
The next EP. Look for it. It's gonna be a big surprise.
In conclusion, is there anything you'd like to talk about or mention that we haven't discussed thus far?
Oh, I forgot to say something. Please listen to our song. Either on MySpace or iTunes, and please let us know how you felt.
Yes.
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Good luck with everything.
Thank you too.
Thank you for it too.
Pleasure is ours. And see you guys on our US tour.
Someday.
It's not decided yet. Yeah, someday. In our future. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you then. Take care.